And I did have a realization of this I wanted to share with you before I start. You don't get that. Yesterday, and many people and the group of the people that Polish, I would say, yes, German a bit, two categories. The one category was large and the other was a minority.
Yes.
who are spiritually willing to turn up to the theology. And there is a danger which I see in the life. These social
connections
will enter also into the emotions. And we live in the temptation. That they will become spiritually and their minds will be concentrated on spiritual things, but more on social things. I've seen some of you already done it like this. During the lectures you speak with your friends. You're not really concentrated on your spiritual life. This is natural, but it is also something which we have to overcome in our spiritual life. If we want to go back to the spiritual life, we want to go back
to the spiritual life,
we have to become very
concentrated.
To become concentrated does not mean to become unsocial. It does not mean that we are not friends. It does not mean that we cannot
charity.
No, we should be able to charity, to be one of
these.
But we should also know when it's time to concentrate. We should know these things in our spiritual life. Where we can't compromise. We should have a very deep spiritual searching and yearning. Otherwise, it is not possible to make
education conscious.
So let us be understanding to our friends, to the congregation. Let us not criticize them for that superficiality. Let us know that we need a culture to
make
them for instance, you be my feel the truth. So, how to entertain it. Such things we should present that we can help you also the people who are outside. But we say unconcentrated. It's by their own spiritual
advice.
Thank you. سردی هست میدارم سپسی هستی من دوستی بیان به ایسی روی سر نرمی نشیل وقتی بدن تا سوامی مهلا شیل بابو بارتی آنم کتی بایش نبنیم نتی بیا اسمان کام نرچاری شیل بابو بارتی نرمان چاری شیل هایی رستا کتی प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद तिया वे तेला आशीर्वाद से जो श्री श्री राम कृष्ण प्रभु नित्यानंद satisfied with the Vaikuntha planets. The eternal kingdom of God can also be the planet of Ram, Ayodhya Dham. But we have understood Gokuma is also not satisfied there. The eternal kingdom of God can also be Dwaraka Dham. But again, Rupa Kumar is not satisfied there. So where does Rupa Kumar return? Where does he go? It's interesting, you said Raji. Let us go Raji. I'm asking. Raji. The Croatian language is extremely spiritual. Kumar returns to Braj. Braja, yes. So, remember, Rupa Kumar came up to Ayodhya, up to Varakada. There he saw in a beautiful palace Dwarkadish, the lord of Dwaraka, who is a direct expansion of Sri Krishna. But he had an appointment that afternoon in some place of Dwaraka. He was going to meet the great saint Narada and Uddhava for some special information. Yesterday he promised to give you the special information also now. But I first need to understand, do you understand clearly? Maybe I'm a little bit too loud. Stay clear. Is it clear? I so much wish to speak this language, but it just doesn't work. Maybe my wish is not strong enough. So, he came to this beautiful place. You are eternal. And you long for the king of the cowherds, the son of Nanda, Maharaj, who's called Nanda Nanda. Yeah, this is my mantra. I chant the Gopa mantra. Sometimes I see Gopa Bhagavan, then he disappears. You must know that Raja is extremely special. They are the Lord who is the controller of everyone. He comes controlled by his devotees. By, to be more precise, by the love of his devotees. He drinks the milk of his mother Yashoda. When his father Nanda Maharaj says, carry my shoes, bring my shoes, he struggles to carry the shoes. To save his devotees, he dances on the roots of the many-headed serpent Arya. Yes, and he pleases desires of his devotees for his most intimate association in the beautiful Rasa dance. The Lord plays his flute and dances for the pleasure of his devotees. You must know that this is the highest kingdom of God. There the Lord forgets that he is the Lord and he plays the divine pastimes of love. There is your eternal home. Now go back to Vrindavan. Now at this moment a deep question comes up. Nanda Maharaj and Gopa Maharaj This Vrindavan Vistara is actually identical with the Vrindavan up there. And this Vrindavan Vistara is something like an embassy where you can get the visa to enter into the eternal Vrindavan or the Goloka Vrindavan. So, Gokuma changes his mantra, and all of a sudden he saw how he was again going through the Vaikuntha world, the Brahma Jyoti. He enters into the layers which were covering this universe. He was coming deeper and deeper, and finally he was in the Vrindavan. He saw the Dharma down here. He saw some saints chanting mantras, and he went to them and was very, very satisfied to be in Vrindavan. These saints instructed him in the ninefold processes of bhakti yoga, how to hear about Krishna, how to chant his holy name, how to always remember him in deep meditation, how to worship his lotus feet. And they told him everything. And then he also met his guru again, Jayanta. And Jayanta said, "My dear child, now you are ready to hear further instructions. Sit down." Then he explained everything about the Gopa. And he didn't faint. At least not that I know. And some things were so confidential that Sanatana Goswami is not describing them. He says the Guru only hinted these things by making certain gestures with his hands. And then Gokuma felt so happy, but he also felt something which had become more burning and more burning and more burning. It was like a fire of separation. This fire of separation is an intense emotion which we don't know in this world. It feels as if you are bitten by a snake, and the venom of the poison of the snake is burning you up alive. But then it feels more pleasing than a millions of moons with the light of the moon. I don't know if you took time yesterday to look at the moon. Just looked on the floor. But those of you who looked at the moon and could see the nice moon rays. So this love and separation is like this. Now when I have explained this in the past, some people thought, "Oh, I will never want to feel this." But please rest assured, it is very, very pleasurable. The so-called suffering of feeling separation has become the deepest spiritual joy which you can imagine. Well, we can't imagine it. Please don't fear this feeling. It is the best. And it is very intense. It is beyond this world. Srila Prabhupada was once shown, there was a picture made for one of the back covers of his books. But it was never used. So Srila Prabhupada asked, what happened to this picture of fish? I'm sorry, we didn't want to lose it because we were very sick. This transcendental ecstasy, in other words, can be so strong that it's stronger than the ability of your body to contain this feeling. Can you, I think you know, sometimes I think about Govinda Nandini, sometimes is so happy that she could jump out of the body, isn't it? One knows. The body is not good enough to keep this happiness. Then the body will jump out of it. Sometimes during kirtans, I see you with a jump. Then you jump in 5 times out of your body. But then she can also become very miserable. That's not yet so transcendental. But it's her idea. I'm sorry, I shouldn't. This is how this gives you an understanding. Sometimes we are so happy to just jump out of the body. You are, I don't know, of course. So spiritual happiness is so intense that the body is not good enough for this. It just doesn't work. The psychology is too poor to keep this happiness. The human psychology doesn't know these intense feelings. So Gop Kumar, after hearing all this and being in Vrindavan, he felt so intense. And the rest of his time in Vrindavan, he spent chanting one particular song, which I would like to teach you today. Like this. O Shri Krishna, Gopala, ハリボコンダ、ゴビンダ、オーサー、サン・オブ・マハラシナンダ、オー・クリシナ、オー・サン・オブ・ヤショーダ、オー・ライフ・オブ・ザ・ゴーピス、エンド・ロード・オブ・ラディカル、Please give me your mercy. And when he was singing this, the sweetest transcendental ecstasies came over him. And one day, he saw Krishna. And Krishna was just coming from outside of the forests of Vrindavan. He had his flute in his mouth, and he smiled at him very lovingly and beautifully.And then Gopkuma almost became mad. He ran after this Krishna. And Krishna also started to run. Then he disappeared. And Gopkuma, where are you? And he became so full of love that he couldn't walk and fell in the Yamuna.And he saw how the Yamuna was carrying him. And the Yamuna looked like liquid nectar. And he chanted his mantra. All of a sudden he felt how he was carried upwards. He saw all the planets disappearing in the back. And he saw the kings of the planets.And the mighty Devatas taking rice and offering it to him because they understood he is a soul born into the kingdom of God. And Gokumar felt a feeling of embarrassment. He felt, how could I ever find any significance in these planets? What a fool I was that I thought anything was of significance in this material universe. I have the great treasure in my Gopalanta. So he was going again through the layers of the universe. Very brisk this time. And then he was opening his eyes. And he was on a beautiful meadow. The atmosphere was extremely special. But it did not look like what he had seen before. It didn't really look opulent. It looked that there were the most beautiful spiritual energies manifesting in this place. And sometimes he saw shimmering jewels underneath. But then they were coming again by this special atmosphere of love.It is not possible to describe it that way. Don't try to understand, just live. Then he saw the different inhabitants of this place. And he noticed they were the most special personalities.Their effulgence was different from the effulgence of the Vishnu Dutas, which he had seen in Vaikuntha. But he also noticed that there was something very special about them. Yes, they did things, but it seemed their mind was somewhere else.Now they didn't look like spaced out Bhaktas, not like this. To think of their past life, you know. No. They looked extremely spiritual. and extremely full of love. Something wasn't there. Need was something. And he asked one person, "Where is Roman?" It was not the direct answer to the question. So, finally, he found an old man and asked him, "I'm very sorry to disturb you, but I must find Gopala." So Gopkumar went to the path in the direction and he saw a beautiful palace. He saw many wonderful things surrounding this palace which cannot be described because the time is too short. Finally he sat down on the stairs and waited. Because he had heard that Gopal is not there in the village of Vrindavan, but he is out in the forest riding his cows. So he waited and he saw how everyone really was waiting. He saw the colored ladies, they were churning butter. But all they did is really, they looked towards the forest and think about the beautiful pastimes of the Lord. Just sing. Oh, my goodness. Then he went on the heads of Kaliya. Then he invited the gopis to dance. Then he plays his flute, so beautiful. And in one song after the other, did not stop. Finally, Gopkumar saw how everyone was looking in a certain direction. And he also looked. And he saw there was a dust cloud. Sometimes he saw the demigods beckoning into the dust and touching the dust. Then he saw that the river Yamuna stopped flowing and went backwards towards the dust cloud. Then he started to hear the most beautiful flute music coming out. Then finally, he saw where why everyone was looking this way. He saw Krishna, Gopal, Nandana, Mukunda, so many names. He saw him coming before the cows and dancing. Much better. It is described, he dances like a kingly elephant. Very majestic. Majestic movements. And he saw how the other boys were also playing flutes and horns and different instruments. They were coming and dancing. And then Gopkumar, in deep ecstasy, shouted, "Gopal!" He started to run. Krishna looked, he saw there was someone coming, and he looked, and he was overwhelmed with ecstasy. He also started to run in that direction. "My devotee," he shouted, and in the midst they met. And Krishna was, and they embraced. Gopkumar started to cry and cry. And Krishna was so moved to find Gopkumar that his voice was stuttering.
Wer wäre you?
Ich
bin gestorben. Wenn ich fängst.
Ich
fell down.
Tears came from his eyes, even when he was afraid. The ground became almost wet from the tears. The gopis also came running from the village of Vrindavan. So Krishna, they thought, maybe Gokuma is a demon who has come in disguise to do harm to our Gopal. A Balaram was there and he understood the whole situation. He said, there's only one way to bring Krishna back to consciousness. When you hand, you have to touch his head, his chest. And then you have to mildly, softly call into his ears, Gopal, come back. So then Krishna came back to his consciousness. He looked at Gokuma and he was shy because he had just fainted. And then he looked again at Gokuma and said, Sarup. This is the spiritual name of Gokuma. He immediately addressed him with his eternal name. Sarup, where were you? I was always looking down the path when you would come back. Why did you wait so long? I cannot understand you. Today I'm very fortunate that you have come. I actually came into this world as your spiritual master Jayanta. And I was waiting that you would come. And this is now, you can see now why Jayanta always fell unconscious. He just wanted so much that the devotee would return. That he couldn't contain himself. Only one time Jayanta was a little heavy with him. I have given you the Gopal mantra, but you have stopped chanting it. You remember Puri. So
Nanda Baba was saying,
Ooh, this cook is such a bitter, beautiful, our boy. And then Krishna, but it was a trick of Krishna. He gave this one, you try. He gave it to Saru or Gokuma. And then Gokuma ate it. It was the most beautiful, ecstatic preparation. Some of the love of Srimati Radharani for Krishna entered his heart, and he couldn't contain this ecstasy. It was a trick of Krishna to make him eat this laddu, this very special laddu. Like, you know, when you have a very dear friend, someone gives you, let us say, strawberries, you can say, take these strawberries. You know, you will give them this. So this is how he wanted him to eat the laddu. Laddu. Because Krishna always jokes his hair in such many ways. So then many pastimes could took place. But one day, Radharani came to Saru. Now I will not say Gokuma any longer, because his name is Saru. You understand? You understand, isn't it? He said, my dear Gokuma. I want you to bring the soul back to Goloka Vrindavan. Go now to Vrindavan and wait. You will see that today one person will come to you. You should instruct them in the knowledge of the Gopa. And he was noticing, like he had noticed before, that the Vrindavan is actually, he knew this before, that the Vrindavan of the stars is not different. It's only covered for the materialist with some covering. It seems that trees are dying and the pigs are eating their pig preparations and so on. But this is only the surface. Gokuma was living in the real Vrindavan, in the uncovered ecstatic Vrindavan, when he came to Vrindavan. So he sat down in some forest and he chanted. Sometimes he cried. And then this was heard by a Brahmana who also chanted the Gopa Mantra. But he was a beginner. He heard these divine sounds from within the forest. He went inside and he saw all the sudden fulgence. Just coming into his presence was like changing the whole heart of the Brahmana. And he came closer and said, "Who are you?" And Saru just said, "You are Brahmana Prabhatula. How did you know I created the mantra? You chanted the Gopa mantra. Not with much success, concentrated. You are a very fortunate soul. This morning Radharani told me I should come and instruct you.
And I will instruct you now by telling you my own story. Listen very carefully, because this will change you. Finally, Sarathi always was looking for deep understanding of Krishna consciousness. Finally, it seemed he has met an eternal associate of the Lord. So he couldn't believe. Yes, Sarupa started to tell the whole story, which I have just now told you. Same story. Then I was made Indra. Then I was made Brahma. I saw all the universes. I went out of the universes. And finally, Sarup ended his conversation. You are now very fortunate. Now you should also go back. He saw it as a Brahma. He was still covered with the material energy. Something was in his heart. So what he did is he touched him with his head. On the head. And gave him some very special blessing. And then this Mathura Brahma also felt this love of Krishna. And he began to sing, "Oh Krishna, where are you? I'm longing for you only." And Sarup also came in the ecstasy. And the spirit of us, the disciples, started to run through the Vrindavan. Krishna, Krishna, Nasi Dravi Gondaspadi, Krishna. And then something happened.
Izgledao kao da sama srž sve ljubote cijelog svemira obožavanja hvalodatima s tom bavom. Я украшу венцы на правильном туарке, я только дам бегунчик с любовного хлеба. Я как вдруг не улегшим третьим поясом от разного свеча, который чавала за посуду и украинский похолок. На него с дивным дубным руком обели согласный наемника, а пресса не везла по своей группе свечами с нашим полом, но сдержала клаузу, принимая просто на нами свечу венцы. Сладкий нектар, братья Клаузе, кто может запомнить сейчас и небо, очаровывая живодичество на севера, Его немедленно видели локо полочи, берут украшенный после погода. Блесть некоторых рук смелых обрыва получала и перекрыла его воли богатства, а его предельно локо самолитки, кому не могли на их сердце плаву сопрехила. Вдруг Никола носа, коли веру легче все замок света, украшала и обрыва битвы. Понекад и свитер гурно ковырчик на косу, ко су были на них умбали, и посуды крашены, ко су были за крави. Пол месяц вчера господина Шрикопала Кришна, кој океан сам валова на вляничено разновича занатих забора, и украшен тирахом и вешеном появлении демона. Удали су у люди украшени помастима на трагу из-под многих разговори се изверала и хора. Како би било за занете вашни положи по вие на три месеца, а кои дуби на славки сирорани шарија на лоди, кој ва насмејало се прияриле пасиве, тако украсио шумски край, отиски на своје стопало. Усто, улепшало бе присутко Шива Арамаджи, чи су украсти до гледича на Айтова Нигова, кој има златни пункти би одјелен у бјелу камени. Исто тако, на писно прекрасе мурци Шива Пале би украшен присутко негови печата бахтира, кој су му такође наликовали изгледни. Осетиши врхово трансвета о блаженство, като дошли на даршина со Шри Кришна, и Шри се рупа и врама из натура, одно су пали пред нега, као да отај данила странава. У данцу тог тренутка забравили се своји интелигенци, оштроуми и све остали. И сам конечен тренут свој воли из бакса, Шри Кришна не притрчал. Изгубили снажни моћи трансвета о блаженство која сјећал, пао је преко њих и загрбили с тим дуги руками. Како се от него меко срце растопило осјећа милости, покупило их и обоих со своја слуга на љубави. Тренуток касније подигао их и власетим отрасним рукама обликал njihove слузе и скинув прашено с njihovih тела. Непрестанно ги грлио. Ухватиш их за руки и досеш на земљу, наставил задоволјајати браману с нектаром своје гречи. Шри Бхагавани рекао, «Оджа на шарма, суби браману гречу без сед». Родиши су матури за смјеци који су сближи на Бхагавана Брамана, који су добри. О, Брамано, видиши себе, ја и мој пријатели постали смо добри. Будучи ме привукла сва милост, непрестано сам гледао према сарде, чекујući твој долазак. Ја сам повода што ме види да боравио. О, Брамано, имам ту велику срећу да сам ти постала су подređен. Молим те, остани овде и уживај како те воли. Шипа Рикшит је рекао, о, Мајко, Kada je to čuo, Brahman iz Mature imenom Janasharma, toliko je nadvladao strah i transcendentno blaženstvo da nije bio sam iz dogovoriti, pa čak i pogledati Šri Krišnu. Po nemogućnosti da išta vidi, položio je Krišna otacova stopala na svoju glavu i počeo glasno plakati. U zemlji što ne vidi drugog prikladnog dara, za samo sebe na odokoni, ruski grebuj svih dogotvora Šri Krišnu, njima je umret od vlastitog tijela, a njima piti u Brahmanu tako da je sledao pokud sa rukom. На тај начин указа милост Браманиджа на Шарму и доделио му власнити духовни облик, Шри Кришна. Достигаше тај облик, постао је у потпуности задоволен.
Шри Кришна Бхагаван ки джай! Бхагаван Рама ки джай! Гопевананди ки джай!
Thank you.
samo govoriti jutro večer.
It was really removed from the rest of Switzerland. It was high up the mountain. There was a very, it's a very mystical place there. In the mountain, there is a hole like this. And once a year, the sun shines through this hole on this the old Celtic place of worship. So we were there giving this seminar, Journey to the Spiritual World. The atmosphere became so spiritual. At the end, we finally had to go to these gondolas. Yes, and go down again. But all the friends were staying outside of this house. They didn't want to go down to Switzerland. They didn't want to go in the dark. Because they felt that this is the real life. We want the real life. We want to also be like Bhagavan. We want to be in Vrindavan. We don't want to go back to Zurich or St. Gallen or Basel. And they really looked almost helpless. I had to just stop what I was doing and just tell them, no problem. You go back to Zurich, but you keep this in your heart. You keep this desire in your heart to go back home back to Krishna. And then you will be able to overcome all the difficulties. I feel this is the challenge which we need to face also in our spiritual lives. Let us keep this desire alive. I was telling you this story that this idea in mind, that you would please remember your spiritual desire to go back home to Krishna. On your way from idealism to realism, please do not go the way of compromise, but come to the spiritual realism, which will bring you back to one. We live in a time which is more and more materialistic. Even people and devotees who have heard about Krishna consciousness are getting confused here, confused there. But this should not happen to you. By fixing on the real goal of life, you will overcome the obstacles. Hare Krishna. Now I feel very happy that you listened so patiently. You have listened down, I think. Oh, Krishna, now what should we do? I have still some more questions. after firing you up?
I should just not take your question. For a preacher, this is great enjoyment. Because you never know what will come. You have said that enthusiasm means to be together with the Lord. And that means that we are empowered by Him to act even beyond our capacity. But you also said that we will be happy if we act within our capacity. How can we become empowered if we act in our capacity? What nice questions you are asking. I'm surprised. See, to become an empowered person doesn't mean that an ant changes into an elephant. In other words, when Krishna Das or Krishna Devi Dasi is empowered, doesn't mean that she or he develops a different bodily form. That the glass is full of and so on. No. The empowered person takes the frame of his body and mind. But then while using this if he gets used by Krishna, he will within this body of mind that is within this bodily brain act beyond his capacity. In the beginning, you use your capacity, in other words, and serve Krishna in your capacity. If you are a writer, you will write for Krishna. If you have more the nature of a musical man, you will make music for Krishna. You cook for Krishna. But then you cook extremely wonderful preparations which are beyond you. You write wonderful articles which are much better than you could ever dream. You sing much more beautiful kirtans than you could do. In other words, you use your capacity, and if Krishna wants, he can also use you beyond your, outside of your capacity. Look at Arjuna. He was a warrior. And Krishna used his capacity in amazing ways. I heard that alone Arjuna could fight and be victorious over the army of the Trilingas, which is a very powerful army, much more powerful than the whole German army. In other words, he acted in his capacity and then went beyond it and he was in power. But Krishna could use Arjuna also for other ways. But it's interesting, I don't know good examples to this. When he sang, when he was a dance instructor, that was also his idea, that was his private passion. He danced. So this. There must be examples where Arjuna did service beyond his malaria capacity. I hope it is. So nice. He acted as a warrior, but then at the end of his life, Krishna used him. In his breath, Krishna used Bhishma to give instructions to Maharaj Yudhisthira. If you are trusting in these instructions and not to check if they are really good, you must read the Bhagavata. They are not good. Dear Sachinanda Charita, I read in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that the Lord manifested himself in three ways, as Avesha, Abhibhava, and Saksha, when he was present, when he was present on the planet, Earth, as Sri Chaitanya Prabhu. And I would ask you, please, if you could a little bit explain the difference between the three manifestations of this. Because there, something is explained, but not so much. Okay. Avesha means that the Lord empowers some of his devotees. And he was present in these devotees, which were empowered by Brahma. For instance, he empowered Nakula Das Brahmachari of Ambika Kalanar by entering into his heart. Then Nakula Das Brahmachari would dance and dance. Millions of people would come around him, knowing that Krishna, Lord Chaitanya is present in their heart. There was one skeptic, Shivananda Sena, said, I only believe it if Nakula Das Brahmachari first calls me personally and if he tells me my secret mantra. He didn't have to wait long. Because then Nakula Das Brahmachari, immediately the Lord came in his heart, he started to dance and dance and dance. And when this happened, many, you know, thousands, yes, millions of people came around him because they wanted to feel the presence of the Lord and be empowered or get the mercy, get the milas. So at the very side, also Shivananda was there. Then all of a sudden, you know, Nakula was dancing somewhere hundreds, maybe kilometers away from him, because the crowd was so big. The man there is Shivananda Sena. There is Shivananda Sena. Nakula, that Brahmachari, asks for him. Why do you doubt? Your name is the Gopal Mantra. Your name, your mantra is the Gopal Mantra. Sorry, we are not finished. So what is Avesh? This was Avesh. The next manifestation is Abhibhava. That is, when the Lord came to certain devotees, but he was unseen by others. For instance, he appeared at the house of Mother Sachi and ate the food she had cooked for him. Mother Sachi would look at the pots and not the meat, just cooked, brought to the altar, but the plates on the altar are empty. Maybe I dreamed it, and she went back in the kitchen. But she saw that there was preparations. Sorry. And then the amount of the offering bowls was missing from the altar, put in there. Later, when Lord Chaitanya met
later Lord Chaitanya sent one servant from Puri to tell Mother Sachi, don't die, I'm coming personally and eating your what you have cooked for me. That's me who eats it. He came also in this form. So Shiva as Brahmachari, who was worshipping Lord Vishnudev and also the deity of Lord Chaitanya. And then he was offering, sitting that offering, and all of a sudden he saw Lord Chaitanya eating his share, and then he leaned over and ate the share for Lord Vishnudev. He said, no, this is Lord Vishnudev. But others didn't just for me. The Sakshat manifestation is clear, that's what everyone saw. And Lord Chaitanya was in Puri dancing, Sakshat was direct.
Hare Krishna.
I don't know, in every grown up person is a child, and a child likes to. My father thinks it is not okay that Krishna has 60,000. Krishna 60,000 wives, and we should have only one under the control and conditions. This is his conception. Now, this conception depends on the space, isn't it? On the planet Earth, our every year more and more population. Ah, yeah, that's the second question. Let us talk first about the first question. Once a person came to Srila Prabhupada and said, this is not possible. Krishna has 60,000 wives, that is extremely unethical. Someone would offend Krishna. How many wives do you have? One, of course, Swamiji. Master, don't you know that your wife belongs to Krishna? You have stolen her from Krishna. Are you not ashamed of yourself? What is your relationship to your father? Maybe it would make the relationship problematic if you were to teach like this. You can say to him that all the souls are emanations of God. But obviously there is no question of immorality. Krishna is the founder of Dharma. When the gopis, were called by Krishna, it was rude. Krishna made this argument to them. He said, you are very immoral. You are coming, you are young girls. You come in the dead of night. I'm a young boy. This is against all manic etiquette. He then finally it broke out of them.
You are the only Purusha. Everyone comes from you. We are your eternal parents. Why do you join us? Is this not fair?
There is another question about all the population. 20 minutes past 9. I am not Srila Rukmini Sutta Prabhu. This record, I believe, is 7 hours. Why don't we do it like this? I will read them and then I will give the answers wherever I am, in the car or so. Maybe some mystical thing happens. The answer. Something I will pray for Krishna, to Krishna, that he will answer these questions for you in the heart. And I will also pray that by so Mr. that in the next Guru Sanyasi preacher comes, that he will answer these questions for you. I will also process you will answer the questions. So that you will get from the others really better answers. This is the only thing I can do. But I will read them all and pray that they will be fulfilled. Yeah. Yes, spiritualists, we believe in such things. So I want to thank you very much for being here. Are you all the grasses? I wish you all the best. It was such a nice time here, and I hope we all meet again together. Primantula, please try at least to come for the weekend if you have services to do. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Gauri jai ki jai, Go Prabhupada ki jai, Go. There was one curse. I wanted to see in the audience. There was one curse. You didn't tell us to go far, man. There is only one curse. Now it's too late. Next time. Very clear for spiritual life.